Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, on this Monday morning, let's go to our WHBC news line and welcome in State Senator Kirk Schering. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam.
Happy Hall of Fame week.
Yes, it's going to be a big one.
I know.
Twice the fun in 21, right?
That's what they keep saying. It's going to be twice the people, right?
Well, and then I talked to David Baker, and he said twice the fun in 21 and 10 times the work.
So. Amen. I know it. My goodness. I keep saying just the amount of people that are coming with the enshrinees, you know, family and friends, that's going to be an amazing feat in itself. So
absolutely.
But it'll be good. It'll be good for our area and good to see it happening again. So
correct.
All right. So let's get an update on a couple of things here this morning. Let's start off with medical marijuana program. Why don't you give us an update on what's happening there?
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked about this, Pam. I thought we could talk about the current status of Ohio's medical marijuana program. And then also I'd like to talk about a bill that's being drafted in the Senate that will expand that program. And then lastly, we can discuss a ballot initiative that is underway to take the issue to the voters for making recreational marijuana legal. But let's go to where we're at right now as far as the status of our current medical marijuana program in Ohio. I talked to the head of the program on Friday. We now have 15 level one grow sites. Those are sites of 25,000 square feet, and 12 level two. Those are just 3,000 square feet. So we've got 27 growers. We have 33 processors. And we have 54 dispensaries. And, Pam, there are 215,000 people who have registered as patients with the Ohio Medical Board, and then also 650 physicians who have registered. So it's growing. But I think there are many people, including myself, who feel like the program needs to be expanded. And to that end, Senator Steve Huffman, who's a state senator, obviously, but also a physician, is drafting a bill that would seek to improve the medical marijuana supply chain by allowing more growers and more dispensaries. And if you do that, Pam, it gives better accessibility to the people who need these types of medicine, and also lowers the price. One other thing he's going to do is he's going to take the dispensaries out of the jurisdiction of the pharmacy board and give it over to the Ohio Department of Commerce. That might be something that would be controversial. But again, I think he's saying we need to have more dispensaries, and to have more dispensaries, it should be under the single umbrella of the Ohio Department of Commerce, just like the growers and the processors are. Now,
have you heard any reaction to that at all?
No, I think people are going to be responsive. I don't think it's not a controversial change, in my opinion. Now, here, by way of background, I worked very closely with Steve Huffman, now Senator Huffman, when he was in the House. He was on the task force that I chaired and also the Select Committee on Medicinal Marijuana. He's a physician, and the spirit for which we passed that bill in 2016, and then it was supposed to be fully operational in September of 2018, I think he's striking a chord. He's actually trying to make sure that the law reflects the original spirit that we put forward back in 2016. I don't think that will be controversial. However, there's now a ballot initiative that is being proposed that I think will be controversial. And and that is a coalition called Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. They have filed a disclosure form with the Ohio Secretary of State, which is a prerequisite to pay people to circulate petitions. They also, Pam, last Tuesday submitted 1,000 signatures to start the process to get the issue on the ballot, with a goal of putting it before the voters in November of 2022. Now, it's important to note, now, this is not a constitutional amendment. It actually will be a bill. that will make statutory changes. And the first thing they have to do in that regard is they have to get 132,000, almost 133,000 signatures to introduce the bill. And under the proposal, the Ohio they say Ohioans age 21 and older would be allowed to purchase, possess, and also allow them to grow marijuana at home. So it's a full recreational effort. It's something that we are looking at. We will be looking at because as it under this Article 2, Section 1B of Ohio's Constitution, once the bill, if they get enough signatures, is introduced in the General Assembly, we have 90 days to do one of three things. One is pass it as it was introduced. Another one is to amend it and then pass it. And the other one is don't do anything. So if we don't do anything or if we amend the bill, then the backers can go back and get more signatures, about, again, 133,000, and then they can put it before the voters to decide. And that's their intention to do just that in November of 2022.
All right. Before I let you go, because we didn't get a chance to do this last week, but I did want you to talk about the American Rescue dollars and the situation with the townships and small municipalities.
Yeah. Well, as originally passed, the American Rescue Plan Act did not include money for townships or municipalities under 50,000 in population. They then subsequently, the U.S. Department of Treasury issued a memo that said for states that these non-entitlement units of local government, leave it to government, non-entitlement units, NEUs, as they call them, could receive an allocation from the money that was granted to the states. Now, in Ohio, we were appropriated $2.7 billion, and we took then just recently, in the latter part of June, $422 billion of that for local governments that did not receive their money directly from the American Rescue Plan Act. So that's for townships and some small municipalities. And just to give you an idea, so Jackson Township will be receiving about $4.2 million, Perry Township just about $3 million, and Plain Township will be receiving about $3.6 million. So this is going to be something that will help our local governments. The guidelines are voluminous, 151-page document giving direction on how the money can be spent. But the bottom line is it's much less restrictive than the CARES Act was. So they can use it for things like infrastructure and things to help local businesses as they try to recover from the pandemic. So I think this is good. We were glad to do it. And there will be another tranche coming sometime in the fall.
All right. Well, you have a great week. Enjoy the Hall of Fame week, and we will talk next Monday.
Thank you, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.